Well, this photograph is from the Unknown Territory series, and when I started to build an idea of how I would negotiate this idea of the specificity of light in Belfast, I looked at some of the key practitioners working in the field, Paul Searight, Willie Dougherty, Paul Graham's early work, and others as well, I guess are the most prominent names. But I looked at how they negotiated this idea, and then also again, and in combination with what I also know about the policy approach of light and dark, and my own experiences of negotiating Belfast, I started to think of kind of key study ways or key thematics that would help me interrogate this study further. I think the primary approach was to look at this idea of iconography, which is the visualization of territory through the uses of different types of symbolisms, probably most prominently muralism or murals, flags and sectarian symbols, which explicitly attempt to visualize where you are and whose territory you're in. So I thought that, you know, I thought that was quite interesting because, of course, iconography is a visual thing. It relies on light in order to read these spaces. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I found myself in a few scenarios where I was maybe slightly lost through walking through certain estates, particularly in where our territories are in very close proximity, and not really losing the knowing of where I am, which is something I always know. I always know where I am when I'm photographing because I don't like to position myself in too much danger. So I'm finding that I was actually quickly in a space I didn't want to be in, i.e. UDA kind of stronghold or so on, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you know, you set up the camera and then you look behind and then you see a mural that you didn't see before because the light was obstructing it or the darkness was covering it. And I thought, well, this is really interesting, this idea that the iconography is actually disconnected becomes a really, really, really important thing. I mean, it alludes to lots of issues. For example, these murals, these flags and these symbols, they not only do attempt to install a sense of fear to the everyday passerby, for those who live in those spaces, they act as an insulation, a ways to sort of build a comfort zone that, you know, they're, you know, against the possible other kind of sectarian activities that might be going on. So it works both ways, and it by the disconnection of this, it leaves some people vulnerable, it leaves others disconnected, isolated, and there was lots of these interesting things. So I started to sort of develop a body of work around intentionally trying to disconnect the viewer from this iconology, but yet also trying to somehow visualize or trying to construct an image that would also suggest that, okay, you might not be able to see these things, but they're still present. And you know, then again, that led to this idea, well, that's pretty in touch with what's happening right now in post-conflict Belfast, where a lot of these kind of really hardcore murals and symbols and flags are actually being actively removed as part of a kind of an ongoing normalization process. But you know, like, this is the street I live in Park Parade. There is the, you know, the symbolism has kind of died over the years, but the hardcore activity and the hardcore stance still exists in lots of ways. So there was this attempt to sort of use the billboard as a signifier, but remove the symbol, remove the sign, so to suggest that, yeah, there's a symbol there, there's a sign there, there's a presence here. You just don't know what it is anymore. It could be one or the other. And that leaves me as a viewer quite vulnerable, actually, because even though I might not like these symbols, I actively rely on them to make my work. And I know other people rely on them to negotiate their day-to-day activities, like go to the shop or to whatever it is, you know. So these murals have become so integral.